When you go to the supermarket, many people like to know where their food came from. That's especially true with things like fresh meats and produce. Now, when people go to buy a puppy, the cute visual too often causes them to take their eye off of what's important, where that prospective new pet came from. That has great importance. A bill going through the legislative process in Trenton will bring more information to the puppy shopper, as well as help create safer early lives for the puppies and cats, too, by the way. We want to play fair here. Here with the details is the Senior Legislative Director for the ASPCA. Say good morning to Deborah Brush. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
ASPCA.org, the obvious website location for everything the ASPCA is involved with. But what we were talking about here, you might want to pay a visit as well to nopetstorepuppies.com. And what we are referring to is S-1870, co-sponsored by State Senator James Holzhoffel, District 10 in Ocean, and Robert Singer, District 30 in Monmouth and Ocean. Give us an overview, Deborah, of what this proposed new law is going to provide for the consumer and what it will call on the pet shop industry to start doing.
Yes, well, thank you for this opportunity to discuss that. We're very excited about it. I should note that the bill just passed the Senate the other day, 39-0. So legislators also agree that this is a very important step in ensuring that pet shops and the breeders and brokers that sell dogs to them are held accountable for the dogs that that they're selling. The bill will require the disclosure of breeder and broker information to consumers and municipalities, meaning they will be required to identify, which they have not been required to do up until now, or will require pet shops to identify the breeder and broker of that dog or cat. Currently, pet shops will simply have to say what the breed of dog is, the date of birth, the dog's gender. They will actually now have to require to tell consumers where this dog or cat has come from. They will also have to post 2 years worth of inspection reports for that dog, meaning the reports from the inspections that have been performed by the USDA. And so now any consumer who walks into a pet store, providing this bill passes, will be able to peruse the inspection history for the prior 2 years for that animal. They will also require breeders and all brokers in the pet store supply chain to be licensed by the USDA, the regulatory agency that oversees the breeders and brokers, and to comply with USDA and New Jersey animal welfare standards for pet dealers and kennels. And it will prohibit pet shops from purchasing puppies from breeders or brokers that have been cited by USDA inspectors for certain violations. In particular, something that's called a direct violation in the prior 2 years before sale, which is a violation of the gravest sort. It can mean veterinary care that hasn't been provided to the dog, and perhaps the dog would have been euthanized because the dog has not received that veterinary care. That might be a violation that the USDA inspector would cite a breeder or broker for, or emaciation, starvation of that dog. And a pet shop would no longer be able to purchase the dog from a breeder or broker who's received such a violation in the prior 2 years from the USDA. And then a certain number of other violations called indirect violations, which may not be quite as grave, but they can also be very serious, and they may pertain to the health or welfare of that animal. So the bill really does a lot. It requires disclosure of information regarding breeders and brokers. It prohibits pet shops from purchasing from the worst of the breeders and brokers. And in doing so, we believe will make hold pet shops and breeders and brokers more accountable for the dogs being sold.
And it certainly makes it better defines the entire supply and retail situation, because since they're up until this point, no legal definition of puppy mill, pet stores could easily skirt the issue by saying, well, I got those puppies from a USDA licensed breeder, for example, which factually that's right, but that doesn't say the process that USDA licensed breeder committed to bring that puppy into a retail situation.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, the whole process has been really anonymous up until this point. You basically have sort of a wild, wild west. You know, where any breeder or broker can sell to a pet shop, and the pet shop really can say anything about that breeder or broker to a consumer, and the consumer would be none the wiser. This does try to get a handle on the process and weed out the worst actors in the process. I want to note, though, however, that the standards that the USDA is enforcing when they inspect these facilities are very minimal. So even though this bill, if passed, should weed out the worst actors, the worst violators, the fact of the matter is that the remaining facilities that can still sell to pet stores, we would consider puppy mills. Meaning, facilities that place profit over the welfare of the animal. And as a result, we would still urge folks to make adoption their first option, or to visit a reputable local breeder where they would be able to meet the mother and the father. Where the breeder would really want to maintain a relationship with that consumer. Responsible breeders in general do not sell to pet stores. However, that said, I do think that's an important caveat. That being said, we do believe that this bill is a very important step in holding all of the actors in the pet shop supply chain, the pet shop, the breeders, and the brokers, more accountable for the animals being sold.
Deborah Brush, who is the Senior Legislative Director for the ASPCA, ASPCA.org, and the web. And for learning more about the puppy mills and a campaign that the ASPCA has regarding puppy mills and alternatives, nopetstorepuppies.com is where you get more information about that. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And going over to the nopetstorepuppies.com website, Deborah, I found a great app or function of that page of where to shop or not to shop if you are indeed intent on going to a retail outlet. There are stores that sell puppies, stores that even offer adoptions, by the way. And there are ways that a responsible pet store can add their location to your database.
Well, there is an increasing trend across the country, and certainly in New Jersey, where some localities have actually banned the sale of dogs coming from commercial breeders and brokers, but they still permit relationships with humane organizations. And so there may be a pet shop in your community, your listeners' community, communities that are helping find homes for dogs and homeless dogs and cats. And we fully endorse that process. We hope that pet shops will partner with nonprofit organizations and shelters to find homes for homeless dogs and cats. What we're focusing on with this bill are the dogs and cats that are coming into pet shops through commercial means. You know, the pet shops are purchasing dogs and cats from breeders and or brokers, and then selling those animals at a profit. And those are not the homeless animals that we hope pet shops will help find homes for.
How many states have laws similar to what's being proposed now here in New Jersey, and what's been the reaction by the pet shop industry to this idea?
Actually, one state so far, Connecticut, recently enacted a law of this nature, and it was just signed by the governor there. The pet shop industry has been a reluctant partner in this. They were somewhat resistant, but I think they recognize that the alternative may not be something that they like. I believe at least eight or nine localities in New Jersey have actually banned the sale of cats and dogs from commercial breeders. The sale by pet stores of commercially bred dogs. This does not do that. This is a regulatory approach for now. I guess they would probably prefer no regulation, but I think they understand that this is where the public is heading. This is what the public wants.
And it certainly means better customer service, too, because, I mean, how happy could you be as a pet shop owner if you sell a puppy to a family with a 9-year-old little kid and the puppy gets sick and has to be put down, maybe not even a year later, that's not going to be a happy family and repeat business when you think about it. I mean, just to look at the hard economic fact of running a business.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, the proportion, as proportion of total pet sales, pet shops, I think, are, you know, is on the wane. You know, the sales that they're doing are on the wane. I probably for that reason. I think folks understand that there are a lot of animals who need homes. They should adopt an animal. They should go to a local reputable breeder to get a really healthy animal, because these animals, the dogs who end up in pet shops, are often not terribly healthy physically or psychologically after the trauma that they've endured back at the puppy mill that they come from. So I think you're right, but there's been a volume issue, and pet shops have relied on that, just, you know, selling dogs by the numbers. And, you know, the purpose of SC 1870 is to ensure that pet shops can no longer do that. That there will be some accountability for the health of those animals, for the treatment of those animals, not just of the puppies, but of the mother dogs who are left behind and are in cages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just turning out these puppies.
Once again, it's S-1870. It's a bill currently in the state Senate. There's an accompanying bill in the Assembly. You can see them both over at the legislative website, njleg.state.nj.us. Learn more about the puppy mill issue and the ASPCA campaign to raise awareness about alternatives, nopetstorepuppies.com. And to learn about everything that the ASPCA is working on and bringing to your attention, that is the obvious location, ASPCA.com. We've been joined this morning by their Senior Legislative Director for the ASPCA, Deborah Brush. Deborah, thanks so much for being here this morning.
My pleasure. I mean, I just encourage folks to join our advocacy brigade. They can get on our website. They can receive alerts on the status of this bill.